Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio. Brian Hefty here live in the Morton studio. Today we are talking about spring tillage. First on the show, we've got Eric Moore with us. He is with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How's Brian?
Excellent. All right. So when farmers or agronomists ask you about spring tillage, what are the first few things that kind of pop into your head?
You know, I really look at what we're trying to accomplish with spring tillage. If we're going into spring planting, I think the number one thing that we're trying to do is get a good seed bed where we establish that good seed-to-soil contact, create a nutrient-rich zone for those plants to have access to nutrients for early growth, and then get a warm area in the soil so we can get that plant the most uniform emergence that we can accomplish as well.
As soon as I start thinking about strip till, though, on our own farm, we like to go out with a shank in the fall to place fertility down 8 to 10 inches deep, but that doesn't work too well most of the time in the spring because it's pretty wet down deeper. Do you find guys doing pretty shallow work then in the spring? I mean, is it mostly culture-type work in the spring?
If we can. You know, there's parts of the country that I work in that, due to, you know, grazing of the previous crop residues, that
sure,
nearly all of their tillage or strip till is done in the spring. But if we have the opportunity to do that tillage, that deep tillage in the fall where we're mitigating compaction and placing nutrients deep, I think it's good to do a two-pass strip till program where we follow that with a seedbed preparation operation in the spring. Because a lot of times if we're using a shank and we're mitigating compaction, our soil aggregate size is very ununiform. We've got big pieces, we've got air pockets and voids. I think that's where we can have a benefit of a culture operation in the spring to size that soil particles, get good aggregate size, proceed to soil contact, manage any residues that have blown around through the winter time that may cause ununiformity in soil temperature. And then to get, especially if I look at springtime, nutrients that are needed in the springtime, such as phosphorus and zinc, that may be available in the soil but just not available to the plants, because of soil temperature or pH, I think spring tillage is a good time to place those with strip till as well. So, like you say, a shallow tillage operation, maybe 2 to 6 inches deep, to place those nutrients, manage any moved residues, and get good aggregate size for seed-to-soil contact, I think is a great operation in the spring.
Now, you brought up something good, and that was compaction. That's something I obviously am thinking about a lot every spring when we're going out there doing tillage. Do you have any kind of rules of thumb in terms of when you can be out in the field in terms of that soil wetness?
Yeah, and that's really something we need to watch as we go out in the springtime. And again, I think that's where a culture system has an advantage. Typically in the springtime, if it's dry enough to mitigate compaction with spring tillage, we're too dry to plant a lot of times. We're just not going to get good stand establishment. If we've got good moisture for planting in, it's probably too wet to mitigate compaction. So again, I look at trying to do a more shallow tillage operation so we're not bringing up clods and smearing things off. And then the other thing that I look at with strip till is if we're applying nutrients, let's try to make that strip till unit the last pass before a planter. So what I'm talking about there is let's not have a cart or fertilizer tanks that we're pulling behind that. It's going to cause that pinch row effect to compact those rows that we just took that compaction out and just created that seed bed. With the Soil Warrior, our cart is ahead of our row units. Really helps get that seed bed uniform row to row as well.
All right, good pieces of advice. Again, that's Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, when I start thinking about this spring tillage, again,